in a world that's just absolutely flooded with t-shirt brands, you probably notice something interesting. Some of them just seem to transcend being mere clothing, don't they? They become these sort of cultural touchstones. Think about it. People wear these logos, not just as fashion, but like a badge of honor, a statement of who they are. So the big question is, how do these brands build such fierce, such unshakable loyalty? How do they turn someone who just casually buys a shirt into someone who's practically, you know, evangelizing for their latest drop? That's really our mission for this deep dive. We're going to unpack the strategies, the ones that actually work, to convert that fleeting interest into passionate advocacy. And we're drawing on a really fascinating set of sources that gets right to the heart of what makes these brands tick.
Yeah, and building this kind of following, it isn't about just like a one-off viral hit or some clever meme. It's about creating something that feels deeply personal, emotionally charged for the audience. So we'll explore how brands really achieve this. It comes down to focusing on, well, three critical areas: compelling storytelling, having that powerful mission-driven message, and genuine community engagement. These elements, they kind of combine to forge a connection that goes way beyond just the fabric, you know?
Okay, so our sources kick things off with what they see as the absolute foundation for this. It's this idea of crafting a narrative that fans don't just like, but genuinely believe in. They argue pretty strongly that these cult-followed t-shirt brands, they're not just selling cotton, they're selling belief. And if your brand doesn't really stand for something specific, it just gets lost in all the noise out there. So how does a brand even begin to figure out and then articulate this core belief? And why is that so crucial?
Right. Well, it starts with something seemingly simple: identifying your brand's core belief in just, say, three words. Think concepts like self-expression or maybe everyday rebellion or even creative freedom. But this isn't just a tagline you slap on things. It becomes what the sources call your brand's narrative filter. And this filter, it's the guiding principle. It shapes every single design, every campaign you run, every social post you make. Every message you put out there has to amplify that core belief and, this is key, make your audience feel like they are part of something bigger, something that transcends the actual product. Think about a classic example like Nike. Their "just do it" slogan, it's not just about sneakers, is it? No, it's become this rallying cry for discipline, for drive. That simple phrase reflects a really deep-seated value within their community, and it gives the entire brand this incredible emotional gravity, as the source puts it. It becomes a kind of mantra for personal achievement, which is just so much more powerful than only selling footwear.
Okay, so once you've established that powerful narrative, the sources really underscore the absolute importance of consistency. Every piece of content, like you said, from product descriptions to maybe behind-the-scenes videos, it all needs to reinforce this core narrative. How does that consistent reinforcement actually help build loyalty and eventually advocacy over time?
Well, consistency does a few things. It helps people remember you, obviously, but it also helps them relate to your brand on a deeper level, and eventually it helps them truly rally around your message. You see, when your audience sees that your brand consistently lives up to its stated belief day in and day out, it builds trust. It fosters this real sense of shared purpose. They start to internalize your message, and they shift from being just casual observers to becoming active participants in your brand's story.
Interesting. Okay, moving on then. Our sources highlight something that feels a bit counterintuitive about building these really loyal communities. It's not just about what you stand for, but also, apparently, what you stand against. They suggest the strongest communities are built not just on shared values, but on shared opposition. Why is having a clear enemy so vital for building a cult following?
Yeah, it sounds a bit aggressive maybe, but if you connect this to the bigger picture, it really helps transform the brand into more of a movement. And movements, historically, they gain momentum when there's something clear to rally against, right? Now, this enemy, it isn't necessarily, you know, a rival person or another specific brand. It could be something broader, like the wastefulness of fast fashion, or maybe just boring designs, or unethical manufacturing practices, or even just the status quo itself, conformity. So for instance, a sustainable t-shirt brand might position itself clearly against mass-produced disposable fashion. Or you might see a bold streetwear label standing defiantly against conformity, really championing individuality instead. And the impact this creates is pretty profound, because now the audience isn't just buying a t-shirt anymore. They feel like they're joining a cause. When their own frustrations, their own core beliefs are reflected back at them in the brand's messaging, they feel seen, they feel understood. And when your product becomes this tangible way for them to actually take a stand, they don't just buy it. They promote it, they wear it proudly, and crucially, they tell everyone they know about it. That's advocacy.
Right, and the source noted something interesting. The more that this chosen enemy seems to prevent the brand's core mission from becoming reality, the more emotionally charged the brand itself becomes. It's about channeling that collective frustration, that shared feeling, into something positive for your community. Okay, so we've got narrative, we've got opposition. Now let's turn to the human element. Our sources highlight that behind pretty much every cult t-shirt brand, there are specific characters that bring the story to life. And the core insight here seems to be that today's consumers, well, they don't just want to buy from faceless brands, they want to buy from people. How do these brands effectively identify and then leverage these characters to amplify their mission and create that crucial emotional resonance?
Well, these characters contain many forms. They might be, say, outspoken founders who aren't afraid to share their journey. Or they could be really passionate fans turned into ambassadors. Or even featured creators you collaborate with. The strategy is basically to showcase these individuals. Maybe it's the person behind the actual designs or the one doing the screen printing by hand or the team carefully handling the packaging. It could even be highlighting that very first customer who posted about their tea on TikTok. All of this humanizes the brand. It makes it feel relatable, trustworthy, and ultimately just more memorable. And our sources actually outline some specific roles these characters can play. Founders, for example, should probably regularly share their ideas, maybe even talk about their failures that builds authenticity. They should offer those behind-the-scenes glimpses, share the stories behind specific designs. Fans, as I mentioned, can be elevated. Make them ambassadors or collaborators. Give the community itself a platform and a voice. And then, you know, creators and influencers can step into the spotlight as really integral parts of the brand's evolving narrative. The source uses a great analogy. Think of your brand like a favorite TV show. Its characters are what keep people coming back.
That's a great analogy. So we have these compelling narratives, these humanizing characters. How do they actually get amplified out into the world effectively? Our sources stress that the content needs structure, consistency, and intention. So where does a brand even begin with structuring that?
Right. Structure is key. This is where the idea of content pillars comes into play. Content pillars are essentially repeatable themes or formats that you post regularly. Think of them like recurring segments. And each pillar needs to be aligned with a very clear purpose. Maybe it's building awareness or fostering trust, driving conversions, or specifically cultivating community. They provide that rhythm and reason for your content. So for example, a t-shirt brand might consistently use behind-the-scenes content that builds trust and transparency, letting people see the process. They could have regular design drops announced in a specific way that creates urgency and drives conversions. Maybe weekly customer spotlights, perfect for boosting social proof and really engaging the community, making fans feel special. And perhaps periodic founders' thoughts posts, which consistently reinforce the brand values and the overall mission.
I see. So by mapping each piece of content to a specific purpose like that, the brand really does stop being just a t-shirt company. It transforms into what our sources call a media brand, something its audience actually looks forward to hearing from, not just buying from. And to make that content even stickier, they suggest thinking like a TV producer. How does that approach translate into creating content people actively seek out?
Yeah, the TV producer mindset is about creating those repeatable social series we sort of touched on with pillars. These are specific recurring formats often tied to a particular theme or maybe even one of those characters we talked about. Viewers start to recognize them, they know what to expect, and they come back for them specifically. It builds anticipation, just like waiting for your favorite weekly show, and it creates a habit for your audience. And the sources give some really concrete examples of what these predictable series could look like. Things like Design Drop Friday, everyone knows when to check for new t-shirt launches, or maybe a series called Behind the Print, which shows the story and the process behind each unique design. You could do a fan feature where customers share photos or videos of how they style their shirts, or even something like Founder Files for weekly thoughts from the creator, maybe a Q&A session.
That makes sense. That predictability creates what they call habit-forming content. Your audience starts to anticipate it, builds it into their routine, and that's exactly what builds incredible loyalty and watch time over the long haul. Plus, as a side benefit, it probably makes content planning for the internal team so much easier, right? Which is a huge operational advantage. Okay, so finally, let's talk about the ultimate piece of this puzzle, cultivating that deep loyalty. How do these successful cult t-shirt brands treat their most loyal fans like true VIPs? It sounds like it's about creating an experience that feels exclusive, rewarding, and genuinely worth bragging about, something that goes beyond just the product itself. What kind of specific insider perks do the sources highlight?
Exactly. It's about that VIP experience. The strategy often involves offering tangible insider perks. Things like early access to new product drops, special members-only discounts, or maybe limited edition releases that only loyal customers get a shot at. They also really master the tactics of urgency, using real deadlines for offers and scarcity, by genuinely capping supply on certain items. This plays on that basic human desire for things that are exclusive or hard to get. It creates a real sense of privilege for those who are considered part of the inner circle.
And it seems it's not just about what you buy. Our sources also mention things like loyalty rewards for repeat purchases, right? Or maybe incentives for referrals, or even recognizing and rewarding user-generated content where people are showing off the brand. Beyond those structured programs, though, have these brands make loyalty feel genuinely personal and valued?
That's where personalization comes in, and it's incredibly powerful. Simple things like sending handwritten thank you notes with an order, or surprising your most engaged followers online with unexpected small gifts, or even inviting a select group of loyal fans to exclusive online or offline events. These actions make fans feel truly seen and valued, not as another transaction, but as core members of the brand's inner circle. And that deepens the emotional connection far beyond just a typical customer relationship.
Yeah, the outcome seems pretty clear then. The more sacred, the more special your brand makes that loyalty feel. The more your customers will wear your tees, not just as fashion, but as a genuine extension of their identity. It really is about feeling that you're part of something bigger. So let's just try and bring this all together for a moment. Building that cult following for a t-shirt brand, or really for any brand, it requires that clear narrative we started with. A powerful mission, those relatable characters, strategic content, those repeatable series we just discussed, and crucially, that fan-first approach to loyalty. Our sources essentially state that these cult followings are engineered through story, community, and systems that support your vision at scale. Now, you mentioned systems. What kind of smart systems are we talking about here, based on the source material?
Right. Transforming a brand into a real movement, it demands more than just great marketing. It needs those smart systems underneath. The source material, which comes from Deco Network, highlights this point specifically. It mentions that platforms like theirs offer built-in tools for things like e-commerce, efficient order management, creating product mock-ups easily, and setting up automated workflows. These aren't the glamorous parts, maybe, but these tools help brands grow faster and really scale their impact. They essentially provide the necessary infrastructure for that bigger vision to actually come to life and be sustainable. That's what the source explicitly states they facilitate.
Indeed. So the core takeaway from our deep dive today feels like this. Cult followings aren't just happy accidents. Not at all. They are, in fact, engineered. They're carefully built on powerful stories, on vibrant, engaged communities, and yes, on robust systems that can support that vision as it grows, turning everyday customers into truly devoted advocates. We've definitely uncovered so many key insights in this deep dive, you know, from finding your brand's core belief and maybe even defining your enemy, to humanizing your brand through compelling characters, and then strategically engaging your audience with structured content and really rewarding their loyalty in meaningful ways.
Absolutely. And ultimately, I think it's important to remember this isn't just about selling more t-shirts. Not really. It's about creating a powerful movement, fostering that crucial sense of belonging, and building a shared identity that resonates deeply with people on an emotional level. That emotional connection, that's the real differentiator in a crowded market.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. Considering how these brands build such strong, tight-knit communities by clearly standing for something and often against something else, where else in your daily life do you see this principle, a shared belief, and shared opposition at play? And what could that imply for movements or communities beyond just the world of commerce? Something to think about.